Parents with a child on the autism spectrum face numerous challenges in their effort just to provide a positive life for their child. Those challenges are certainly magnified for military families. Best for an autistic child, we've talked about this often here on Issues and Ideas, is routine, repetition. Military life, no, that does not always provide that, right? Next guests join us with first-hand experience of how these greater challenges brought about by military life can be responded to in ways that are best for the child as well as for the family as a whole. They share their insight in the book, The Mission at Home, Navigating Military Assignments, TRICARE Education Benefits in Everyday Life with Your Child on the Autism Spectrum. Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jamie Parent and his wife, Tracy. How are you today, guys?
Very good. You're doing great. Thank you, Chris.
And, well, first of all, the website, because you will want to visit it, especially if they are addressing something that you are in need of more information about. TheMissionAtHome.com is the website for their book. Tracy, talk about Brian and the first determinations of what you were going to be facing, what Brian was going to be facing as life would move forward with autism.
Well, I have to tell you, it was very difficult back then. Brian is 39 years old. What we had to face was people not understanding. I had a lot of people tell me that my child's a brat, I'm a bad parent, that if we just, would put him in his place, that he would be able to do better. So that was hard with the outset. That's why a lot of disability awareness is really important. So the next thing that was hard was finding those services that were out there. I will say that parent groups were number one for me. Once we found parent groups and other people that were going through the same thing, they were the ones that had the best resources, knew what was going on, knew where to move, what schools were best, and maybe what doctors we should go to. So you face a lot of unknowns, uncertainties. You kind of are always on hyper alert because you're worried about behaviors or what people think outside your home. But I will say that as we've moved forward and as the military's moved forward, there's been a lot of pluses, a lot of things they have put into place.
Let's talk about Jamie, because from the military side, you certainly more directly, although obviously Tracy is a military wife, but as I said in the introduction, stability is not always one of the qualities or characteristics of military life. So when you first realized what lied ahead as a family and with what Brian was dealing with, what were some of your first thoughts?
Well, in 1988, when Brian was first diagnosed, I got to be honest with you, Chris, my first thought was my career is over. My life, as the way I expected it to be, is over. My family's life, all of us in the family, this is a major change that you just don't see coming. And you also have to remember, back in 1988, there's no vaccine information. There's no Jenny McCarthy. There's no Rain Man movies. So we're really operating in a kind of a world of a blank sheet of paper. That's why Tracy's emphasized how important the family groups are, the support groups, because we didn't have anything else. And so if the world doesn't understand autism very well in 1988, certainly the United States military and Department of Defense is going to have to play some catch up, because they didn't understand it either. Back in the day, it was a program that was run by the medical folks, and now it's run by the line folks. But part of the reason we wrote this book is because we wanted to emphasize to folks that, yes, you can have a military career. Yes, the military does support families with autism as well as other disabilities in the family as well. And so back in the day, we just didn't have any information, and we had to work with a framework that was much more structured than we were anticipating.
So Jamie and Tracy Parent, their book is The Mission at Home, Navigating Military Assignments, TRICARE Education Benefits and Everyday Life with Your Child on the Autism Spectrum, themissionathome.com, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And for Tracy, first I want to say to the person listening, this is not a firsthand, full-heart experience and period, end of discussion. Jamie and Tracy share guidance through their experience so you can have a more positive experience and maybe more streamlined than the exploration that they had to do when it came to the well-being of Brian. And I want to congratulate you, Tracy, and Jamie, because you bring a better understanding of navigating what can be very complicated and very logic-resistant, I'll call them, programs, and you help people better understand what they're entitled to and how to achieve it and how to attain it. So great job for you guys with that.
Thank you very much. And, you know, you bring up a very good point that back in our day, there was no internet. There were no resources around. And today there's too many. And there's a lot of confusion. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And any charlatan can come along for desperate parents that are trying their hardest to do the best for their child, and they can take their money or they can mislead them. So I think our book really helps to guide, as you said, with what are the best practices, what are the best therapies, what can you avoid, and what should you really be looking at. So our book does a good job at having parents not have to go all over the place and come to like one resource in order to get their needs met, or their child's need met, rather, by looking at our book.
And we also have a lot of information about things that are just beyond autism, like, for example, financial planning, setting up trust funds, how do you get benefits such as Medicaid, Medicare, SSI, SSDI. And then we go do a deep dive into a lot of the benefit programs that already exist for families. But getting back to your point earlier, autism is a lifelong, it's a lifelong thing, and it doesn't stop with military service. Our book helps the readers maneuver not only during military careers, but also beyond and even into the retirement years.
That's more to note for you listening, because there's never enough information, especially when we come to discussing autism. And I think, too, Jamie, that parents have they think the immediate of the youth years and autism, but the reality is that eventually, sooner versus later, certainly always feels like, your child is going to age out of and fill in the blank, whichever program they happen to be in. Your book is helping to help that parent look forward and plan further ahead in the short term, and I think that's a very valuable lesson that a lot of parents need to better understand. So, again, Will, a great job on your part, for helping bring proper focus, a long-range focus, as opposed to a day-to-day focus, which I think is very important.
Thank you. It is very important, because when you're in the middle of it, I will tell you as the parent, especially a child wanting the same thing every day the same way, you get caught in the day-to-day, and you feel sometimes like you're a hamster on a wheel. So this gives you the chance to look at something that can give you that guidance and know what the next steps are when you're ready for it. So the book, you can use the chapter that you're at that specific time in your life, and then you can move on. But there is a roadmap for you to look forward to as you're dealing with those daily challenges that come along with having a child on the spectrum.
And let's face it, talking about benefits like Social Security and Medicare, these can be really dry subjects. So we made sure that when we put stuff into the book, we also include the human side, the human anecdotes about struggles we had with getting an assignment, or what happened when we first met our military pediatrician. And these are things I think that the readers will be able to resonate with, because they're going through the same kinds of things that we were going so many years ago.
And Jamie, how is Brian today, and what would you hope for his future as his life continues to go forward?
Well, when he was first diagnosed, we were told that it was pretty dismal, and we were asked for what his goals would be, and we said, well, we wanted the goals to be hold a job, balance a checkbook, and drive a car. And the look that we got from the clinicians around the room was kind of a little bit more pity than anything else. I'd like to go back to that time at UCLA, Chris, because Brian's achieved 5-star results in 2 out of those 3. He can balance a checkbook. He's working at Publix supermarkets, which has been a great supporter of Special Olympics. And no, he's not driving a car, but You know what? I'll take those. We'll take those two out of three any day. Brian's doing very, very well, and he's got a very full life, including friends, Special Olympics, the pride that he takes in his job. But there's still some more. There's still some gaps, and it's an ever-evolving process. But Brian is doing great, and thank you for asking.
And there's always hope, too. And for Tracy, just to close out, talk to that parent right now, military or not, that is in those early days and is looking for, okay, what am I supposed to do?
Yes, I think that it's very important to understand, number one, it does get better. You start to learn things. I think that you have to just be the parent that loves your child. You're looking out trying to get services, but the best thing is to offer a very safe home and to make sure that you're getting your child to have the most therapy they need, but to have a balanced life, because that they're still part of your family. They're part of that nucleus, and so I think that we used to get worried too much, and I also want these parents to understand that they have to take care of themselves too.
Again, the book is The Mission of Home, Navigating Military Assignments, TRICARE, Education Benefits, and Everyday Life with Your Child on the Autism Spectrum. The website, themissionathome.com. Jamie and Tracy Parent, no one's obligated to make their life an open book, but what you've done is just that. That will benefit so many others. And thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.